Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is kind. God is so awesome. Thank you all for joining the prayer call this morning. Hope and pray that the Lord has blessed you with a productive week. This is our third day, day three of our time of fasting and prayer together. We're just getting started. Amen. I hope you all are doing well on the fast, and as you're praying and as you're focusing your economic dollars, amen, in the right place for the right thing, amen. Thank you all for your participation and your time. Do not take it for granted. I want to thank all of those who are joining us from around the country to be a part of our 40-day sojourn together. Well, beloved, there's a word from the Lord. I'm going to get right to it. The word comes from the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 4. And I want to read in your hearing verses 31 and 32. In your own personal private time with God, I would that you would read the entire fourth chapter of Ephesians. I believe it will bless your life tremendously. But for our time this morning, I want to focus in on verses 31 and 32, the last two verses of the fourth chapter. And I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. Here's what the word of the Lord says, Ephesians 4, verses 31 and 32. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about make room for change. Make room for change. Love it, a lot of us know we need to make some changes. It is evident that we need to make some changes. And we know we need to make some changes because we've been told that we need to make some changes. Now, you know, sometimes those changes can be challenging and difficult. A lot of changes come with small and consistent moves. Small and consistent change has a lasting effect over time. One small change is when you take soda out of your diet. Taking soda out of your diet helps to reduce sugar intake. Sugar intake in your body being lessened helps to make a healthier individual, and it can cause you to lose some weight. It has a lasting effect over time. So small, consistent change is what we need in our lives. Remember, in the eyes of God and in the hands of God, that little can become much. And change is necessary, beloved, for growth, for maturity, and for development. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, it says the following. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. For him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love, as each part does its work. I love that part. As each part does its work. One part that is important is making room for the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. If you're going to really make room for change, you've got to make room for the work of the Holy Spirit to be active in your life. You got to make room for change. And it's only through the work of the Holy Spirit that those changes can take root, that you'll be able to grow and mature and develop into the person, into the believer that God wants you to be. It's only through the Holy Spirit that you and his work in your life that you'll be able to, in the words of verse 26, in your anger, do not sin. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry. Verse 27, and do not give the devil a foothold. You'll be able to do the do nots when you allow the work of the Holy Spirit to come in and make some changes. You'll be able, through the work of the Holy Spirit, to do some other do nots. Look at verses 29 and 30. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And here's some other do nots. Here's a big one. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. We need the work of the Holy Spirit to help us to make room for change. And so, beloved, Paul is sharing with us that there are some things we need to stop, and then there are some things, if we're going to make room, that we have to get rid of. So the relevant question this morning is, how do we make room for change? What do we do to make room for change? Three things in this text that I believe will help us to make room for change. Number one, if you're going to make room for change, you've got to let go of all bitterness. Got to let go. Get rid of. Toss out all bitterness. You've got to make room for change. The only way to make room is that you've got to get rid of some things. And the first thing you got to get rid of is all bitterness. Look at verse 31. Verse 31 says, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Some things have to be removed before you can truly improve. Somebody needs to tweet that. Some things have to be removed before you can improve. And bitterness, beloved. Notice the text says all bitterness. And what comes with bitterness? It's the compounded nature of rage and anger, the compounded nature of brawling and slander, along with all malice. And what you will notice, beloved, that all of these things that we are asked to get rid of is a part of a heart job. These are things that come from the heart. Anger begets attitude, which begets actions that come from the heart. So we need the help of the Holy Spirit to help us root out those things in our hearts that have no business being in there. Those things that have become embedded, that has caused you to become bitter. Those things that have become so embedded in your heart that there's no room for change, no room for the work of the Holy Spirit. You must get rid of all bitterness and the compounded things in your heart that remain. Love it, because it's not what is in a man that defiles them, it's what comes out of them that defiles them. So you got to get rid of it. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, malice, all of those things if you're going to make room for change. But then there's more here. If you're going to make room for change, not only must you let go of all bitterness, but you must learn to practice kindness. Practice kindness. Look at verse 32A clause. It says then, be kind and compassionate to one another. Now listen, how can I go from ridding myself of all bitterness and rage and anger and brawling and slander, along with every form of malice, and then just be kind, show kindness and compassion to one another? Well, beloved, kindness is the opposite of bitterness. And compassion reflects the room you have made in your heart for more of God's love to be evident. God gives us opportunities to practice kindness, to show compassion. And listen, beloved, I'm trying to tell you something here. Only the Holy Spirit can help you to make room, to make the change in your life necessary so that you have opportunity to practice kindness, the opportunity to show forth compassion, which reflects the love of God in your life. There is no room in your heart for both bitterness and anger and kindness and compassion. Once you get rid of some things out of your life and make room for change, you have to replace it with something that's going to have a lasting effect. So once you let go of all bitterness, then you must learn to practice kindness. And what God will do is give you the opportunity to practice kindness, to show forth compassion, to demonstrate the character of God living in your life. So this week, I believe, beloved, or next week, that as you're ridding yourself of those things that have been embedded in your heart, that God will give you an opportunity to practice kindness, to show compassion to other people. If you're really going to make room for change, you've got to practice kindness. But here's the final thing, beloved, and this is a big one. Not only is it important for us to let go of all bitterness, not only is it important for us to practice kindness, but then, beloved, God says, if you're really going to make room for change, you got to show forth forgiveness. Ooh. You got to show forth forgiveness. Look at the B clause of verse 32. Just as you're kind and compassionate to one another, he says, forgiving each other, just as Christ, as in Christ, God forgave you. Oh, Pastor Jones, you had me with ridding myself of all bitterness. Yeah, I'm all right with finding ways to show forth kindness, but now you've stepped in it. You know, showing forth forgiveness, demonstrating forgiveness. Forgiveness is hard, beloved. It is a challenge. It is difficult. But just as we need the work of the Holy Spirit to help us to uproot those things that have been embedded in our hearts by way of bitterness, rage, anger, slander, malice, just as we need the help of the Holy Spirit through the work of the Holy Spirit to give us opportunities to practice kindness, to do the opposite of bitterness, and to show forth compassion, we also need the help and the work of the Holy Spirit to help us show forth forgiveness. The Bible says, just as God forgave us, we are encouraged to forgive one another, helping to foster unity and peace. But make no mistake about it, we need the Holy Spirit to help us, to assist us, to foster forgiveness in our lives. And beloved, this is a mandate of our Christ, that we forgive. forgiveness is something that is necessary, that something that is required of us as believers. And listen, you preaching to the choir, Pastor Jones, I know that we need the help of the Holy Spirit. That's why you're not to grieve the Holy Spirit. Do not grieve him. Do not grieve his work in your life. You need him to help you with bitterness. You need him to help you to have opportunities to show forth kindness. And you sure enough need the Holy Spirit to help you to show forgiveness. This, if you do these things will help you make room for change. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning grateful and thankful. Thankful, Lord, for all the things that you're doing in our lives during this time of fasting and prayer. And Lord, as we take an introspective look at our lives and we look at the things that have been embedded and rooted in our lives, Lord Jesus, those things that need to be unearthed and unpacked and pulled out that has caused bitterness, that has caused anger and rage, that has caused all manner of things that are unhealthy spiritually and physically. Lord, we want to make room for change. Not only do we want to stop some things, the do nots, we also want to toss out some things, get rid of some things that are not like you, and put in its place the practices, Lord, that will help us stay in line with your will and your character and your way. Lord, help us to demonstrate forgiveness, bitterness uprooted, practice of kindness. But Lord, help us with forgiveness. Help us to forgive one another just as you forgave us. Help us to demonstrate, Lord God, in action and in deed through forgiveness, Lord God, what you did for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving us. And help us, Lord, to forgive others. Help us, Lord God, to practice kindness. And help us, Lord, to get rid of all bitterness and malice in our lives. Lord, we want to make room for change. Help us, Holy Spirit, to do it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen, beloved, if you prayed that prayer with me, I just believe that you're on your way. You're on your way to making room for change. Y'all be blessed. This is day 3. I look forward to talking to you in the morning on Saturday at 7 a.m. Be blessed until then. Amen.